For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Yesterday, we were having a chat about the one and only Delta Goodrem. That I was born to try. Now, obviously, Aussie icon started on Ramsey Street, brought out some absolute belter albums in the 2000s. I know she's still releasing music, and we wheel her out every single Christmas to give us some razzle-dazzle.
She's third in line after Mariah Carey and Michael Bublé.
Yeah, definitely.
We bring her out, Christmas carols, Channel 9, you name it, she's going to be there.
Of course she
is. But she was hired to do a Christmas party performance, like full band, whole kit and caboodle for some place in Brisbane, like big company. And yesterday I told you how much allegedly her fee is. And it's taken a toll on you, Davo.
It took my breath away. I've been thinking about it all night. It is over $400,000.
To be specific, $453,000 reported is how much it cost Delta Goodrem to perform at this Christmas party.
Oh, I didn't even think Delta had that much money. Like, I know that
she's a big in real estate.
I've been doing
research.
I'm sure, and I know she's very successful, but that's just so much money for Delta Goodrem to come on out, get her shoes off, sit by the piano, and play some of her hits.
Now, we love Delta.
Yeah, okay.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. And maybe it's coming from a place of like, man, I wish I could charge that for an event. But I when you see that number, I think, with no disrespect to Delta, I'm like, we're talking stars, like global stars, right?
I know you're saying no disrespect to Delta, obviously, but come on. That's too much money for a humble, beautiful Delta Goodrem to come to your party and give you a little bit of Born to Try, a little bit of Predictable, Lost Without You, Tick, 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 See You Later, $450,000.
In my opinion, the top person that you could hire is Kylie Minogue.
Yep.
Do you think Kylie Minogue is worth $450,000 for a performance in that fashion?
I don't know that she is. No.
We're devaluing women on radio. No, we need to be careful.
That's not what we're saying. Ooh. I'm not devaluing women. I love women.
I know.
I'm one of them.
I know. Yes, Stapo.
But it doesn't matter, man or woman. Who's an Aussie? Guy Sebastian.
No way.
Exactly.
No way.
Shannon Knoll, someone who I love, who I feel is part of my family.
$300,000 max.
The $50 ticket to go see him at the Eureka was pushing it.
Yeah.
Love him.
I mean, props to her for working this out with her management group. What do you want to do here?
Look, I just want to know, how much money would you pay for Delta Goodrem to come and perform for you? Bit of context, money's not an issue. Yeah. It's not about the money you have in your account right now. Like, say your money's infinite and you can do what you want.
Say you're like running the marketing for and like organizing this event for a big company, a big national Australian company, and the purse has been completely zipped open for you. What amount would you be putting on Delta Goodrem?
Personally, $20,000.
I don't think it's enough. I think Delta's at least 50.
You think Delta's 50?
50. Okay. Grand. But I think if I was not the person who booked her, I'd go, oh man, you got Delta. That's crazy. How much did it cost? Oh, $50,000. What?
Huge.
Yeah.
Like, but there's still a massive gap between $50,000 and $450,000. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's times five.
I want to know, how much money would you pay for Delta Goodrem? Hypothetical.
Let's
have a bit of fun.
You've mentioned a couple of times that because it's Christmas, like we wheel her out around Christmas time, it's a little bit more prominent for her.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's a Christmas tax on it? Like if you booked her in June, would you get it for $200,000?
I don't know. But even $200,000 seems heaps for Delta.
Okay.
Love her.
We've had a few people to call up. Lily from Grovedale. If you had, in this hypothetical, if you had unlimited funds, like what amount of money are you placing on this?
No, I'm upset with Delta.
Oh, no, no, no. It's not Delta's fault.
I am.
She's asking for the money. Okay. Are you not a fan of Delta Goodrem?
I'm not. I really am not. And I know I should be, but I'm not.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't like her.
So, all right, calm down. What number then? What number then, Lily?
Like, at a push, $5,000.
Okay. That's crazy.
Chump change for Delta.
Okay, wow.
Okay, so Lily's not a fan,
Lily's
and that's all right.
A fan.
Some people like girls to have their shoes on when they play the piano.
100%. Kate in Inverleigh. Have you called up to get in on this Delta Goodrem chat?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I just remember Guy Sebastian came to Geelong not long ago, and he gave us a free concert.
He did.
Yeah, a free concert.
We were there. We hosted it.
Yes, and I love Guy Sebastian. So I don't know. I think she's...
I don't
know, too much.
This has not turned into what I thought it was going to. But that's okay. I can't stress enough. Yeah. Delta Goodrum is a beloved Australian.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're saying that because no one else seems to be.
So, Kate, I appreciate that. Well, we'll get a letter and we can't afford whatever's coming our way. So, good luck to us.
Tim and Davo.
Just to lift the energy up from a bit of a Davo downer a couple of moments ago, we are about to ramp up into some positivity, Davo, because 2025 is coming to an end. Mm-hmm. Much like Spotify and YouTube, a lot of these companies are coming out with like Wrapped or recaps.
That's right. And yesterday I presented you your Wrapped for 2025 with a few of your personality traits. One being, of course, your banter profile, dishing it out, elite, taking it, reported missing.
Yep. And I have reported that to HR. So you would be having a meeting with Michael tomorrow afternoon. So
Brilliant.
If you could be free from there two, that'd be excellent. Because But Davo, I've actually accessed this through AI.
Yeah.
So I've done the exact same. I was like, hey, can you give me a Wrapped about my mate Davo, my co-host that we're all getting to know this year in 2025? And if you're ready, Davo, here is what AI has Wrapped you for 2025 in.
All right, mate. Okay. Bring it on. No
Davo,
worries.
Pressure player status. Davo handled pressure moments this year by hitting her signature move. Oi, nah, not doing that. Elite avoidance, stunning, really. Fashion assassin. Davo turned up every single day looking like she just stepped out of a Pinterest board. Meanwhile, her inbox looks like a haunted house, but the fits, deadly, as you would say. Festivals attended, too many. Financially stability, oi, what's that? Every time she checks her bank balance, it responds with a quiet, oi, no. Bad coffees purchased, enough to concern a doctor. Reason, she can't bring herself to say, this is bad. She suffers in silence daily for the fear of being rude to a particular barista in Geelong.
They're so lovely.
Davo's emails, a true crime scene. Unread emails, 32,000. Every new notification just makes her go, oi, I'll look later. Later never comes. Inbox should be studied by scientists. Oi count on air. This year, Davo said oi approximately 4,792 times.
Oi.
Used as a greeting, warning, reaction, punctuation, and emotional support. This is her entire personality in two letters. 2025 Oi. Summary in full. Davo slays outfits, survived broke festivals lining, maintained a toxic relationship with her barista, drowned in emails, said oi like it was her job, and avoided pressure with the grace of someone who absolutely knows better and chooses not to.
I'm not going to lie, that last line really felt like it was hitting home.
Yeah. I stepped in for that one. Oh. That was mostly AI, and I I just know how to put the cherry on top of this. So,
gorgeous.
Davo, you're 2025. What is going to be in store for 2026?
Boy, let's wait and see.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Look, not sponsored, but the gorgeous, gorgeous people at Subway, I love them.
Okay.
Eat fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you need to say that. I think you saying their name is enough free advertising. But, yeah, everyone loves a sandwich.
Yeah, look, and I quite enjoy going to Subway. And I want to sort of pass on something that I have adopted over the last few years.
Okay.
Now, it is a game that was gifted onto me, and I'm going to gift it onto you.
Wow. And if you're listening right now, are you saying that if after you share this, no one will be able to like escape this? Like it's an easy game to play?
It's like once I share this, you're going to want to try it.
Okay. That's fun.
So I play this game when I order at Subway. And look, the next time you are going there, try it out. And it's not for the people that are socially awkward. So you've got to be comfortable with a little bit of a weird interaction.
All right. I don't know. But sure, I'm open to this.
So when you go and order there, of course, you're going to choose your bread. They're going to say, what bread would you like?
Yeah.
What do you want on there? What cheese are you having? Yeah. What salad are you having? Et cetera. Sauce.
Do you want a cookie?
Yeah, the whole thing. The aim of the game is to get through the entire order to the wrapping stage without them asking you one question.
Oh, so you just have to power through. What?
But powering through doesn't always work, Tim, because they're going to miss details. There is an art to this. Yeah, there's an art to this that gets you through it. So you've got to be ahead of the game, but you can, not cut them off.
But you can lose the game straight out of the gate because they're going to ask you immediately what bread you want.
Exactly.
Or like, what do
you want? You will be on top of it.
So like, all right, I'm a server.
Okay.
Let's play role play.
Yep.
I'm the server. I'm working at the sandwich shop.
Yep.
You're the person. Hi, how are you?
All right. Well, that's a question. So No. Okay.
So you walked up.
I walked in. Hey, how you going? I would like to get a 6-inch on Italian herbs and cheese. They're going to go get the Italian herbs and cheese. As they come back, I'm going to say, hey, on that, I would like chicken strips with Old English cheese.
All right. Do you?
No. They don't jump in
they've
like
got
that.
They've
got things to do. So they are already getting the cheese. They're getting the chicken. They're heating it up, etc. But you've got to stay ahead of the game every single salad.
Okay. I like it. I like it, but I don't, because I feel like it could really impact your relationship. You're just in that moment, your relationship with that human being, because they're just there making sandwiches, and all of a sudden it's
You'd be surprised how you can get away with this. But when you do this with a friend with you or a group of people, if you get a win, the cheer from the group is outstanding. Now, say this causes an issue with your relationship with the sandwich artist. It doesn't. I did this for over a year in Darwin, and let me tell you, I nailed this down pat. Okay. I had the routine down.
Can I ask you a very immediate question?
Mm-hmm.
You had a sandwich today from this establishment. Mm-hmm. Did you win the game?
No, I didn't play today. I know. It was a very busy one, and this man was so eager. He got me out before I could even try and play. He was so attentive. He was so on it. But here's my next challenge.
I think you should be allowed the, if they ask, hi, how are you? I just don't think that's, because that's not.
Oh.
I think that should be, let that slide. Don't let it scare you and intimidate you off. I think from there, you can try and push through.
No, you definitely can. That's not necessarily part of the rules, but if you want to be a purist about it, then I'm definitely going.
You know that. You know that.
Let's go from day dot. You know what I'm saying? Subway game, give it a go. If you can nail it, let us know.
I'm going to give it a go next week. Mm-hmm. I'll mic myself up. We'll go undercover.
Okay, fun.
I don't think I'm going to get through.
No, neither.
I'm too polite and fun and friendly, and I don't think I've got that sandwich dog in me. But I'll give it a red hot crack.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I've spoken about this a few times on the show. I have fish, and it's a blessing and a curse.
No, you hate them. Don't sugarcoat this. You hate them.
I resent the fish. I don't hate the fish.
Sorry.
And they were a gift. Initially, it was an idea that I had. Because my son's daycare, they had a single goldfish and he was all about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, get some. I just went all in immediately. My wife was like, whoa, calm down. Because I was looking at Marketplace. I was looking at all the pet stores and I was like, let's set it up. She was like, chill. Then start of the year, she was like, hey, for your birthday, fish tank, let's do it all. So
yeah,
it's like kind of been flipped on me that it's for me.
Yeah.
But I still stand firm that this was for our son.
Of course. But the thing is when you do get a pet fish, you don't think about the rigmarole that is cleaning the tank.
Yep.
And it's important to do.
The more fish you have, the more poop they poop.
Yep.
And the tank is dirty. And when the filter's broken and whatever. And it's just become, it's become something.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting it. We've got a new filter because I'm like, nah, all right. If they're going to die, some have. Rest in peace.
No.
If they're not going to die, we're going to take care of them. And when the tank is nice and clean and clear, my son sees through and he goes, hey, little fishies, all those things. I did a tank clean this week, new filter. Something's not going well.
Why
somewhere.
Are you smiling right now, Tim? You seem really happy that something's not going well for these fish.
My brain is cooked as well. Because when I went to buy the new filter and some fish food, I stopped at the fish and the fish store. And I was like, maybe we just need a bigger one. Another feature fish.
Stop it.
I keep going feature fish. And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm adding to this problem that I have.
At the moment, they're just guppies, right? A couple of guppies.
No, I've got two guppies. I've got a couple of tetras. I've got a few different ones that I've got completely. They're all tropical. So it's not just goldfish. It's all over the place.
Yeah, okay.
Here's my thinking.
Right.
If they die,
yep.
God forbid,
well,
it'll be so sad. My son will be devastated. I think I have a new idea of where to pivot to.
Okay.
When I was at the pet shop the other day, I saw some hermit crabs.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like much less work than a fish.
Yeah, I mean, there's no water involved. There's no cleaning the moss up.
Maybe a bowl, you know? I had hermit crabs as a child.
Beautiful.
I remember that being pretty easy breezy. I might not have contributed to helping out the family with the hermit crabs, but I think like, and 5223295, if you think it's worth steering clear of hermit crabs, scream it from the top of your lungs on the show right
definitely
now.
Definitely we need some warning signs for sure if it's necessary. But look, before you get to that, there's a big problem here and it's your fish, mate.
They're alive.
Now look.
It's not a problem.
You despise these fish. What are we going to do about them?
They're fine. They're thriving. The tank's a bit milky and they're all hiding, which is weird.
Once again, why are you rubbing your mitts together with a big smile on?
No, so I'm on the hunt for, you know, making sure that they're good. But in the worst case scenario that the fish don't survive this Christmas summer period, keep the tank, chuck a hermit crab in there. I think we'll be golden. And I reckon there won't be any issues with that whatsoever.
It's Tim and Davo.
Swearing is a lot more common now and more, I guess, socially acceptable, I guess, in standard everyday life.
We've certainly relaxed about a few words, probably a little bit too much, I'd say.
Like my wife and I, we had a dog trainer come over today because we're working on some stuff with our dog. And like this bloke was lovely. And this is the business experience. We're paying him for his services. We're talking and all of us are swearing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's a lot of... What's going on here?
You're letting it fly.
Somebody opens up the box and then it's out for everybody. Obviously on radio, we have codes and practices. And unless it's an accident, a slip of the tongue.
Much like last Thursday.
We're not swearing. There's two absolutely no-nos for me. Yeah. And it's the F and the C.
Oh, absolutely. Look, in day-to-day language or particularly on air?
Oh, the C, particularly on air. But even the C in my real life. It's something
you're
I
not whipping that out. You're not letting that fly. Absolutely not.
Do you think out of Australia, the UK and America, who do you think is throwing? Give me your ranking of who's throwing F-bombs more.
Oh, it has to be Australia, right?
So you think Australia's number one. Who's coming in at number two?
Oh, let's go UK.
UK number two, so America at number three.
Absolutely.
That is the exact opposite, Davo. There is a study been done on which countries use, in particular, the F word more frequently.
That's crazy.
So Americans use the F word the most, I guess, in their day-to-day life, then the Brits, then the Aussies. Mm. But here's where the data gets interesting. Aussies tend to use more inventive variants and more creative swears with the letter F, and that's why it is voted the best country to swear in.
Okay. 'Cause it is a bit of fun. It is a bit of fun here in Australia. I mean, I do doubt the survey results. If they've ever been up to Darwin, like you'd know that it's a bit different up there. And I do think that would be putting our average above America. So this, I'm saying that this is wrong, but I'm following you along.
Apparently now I looked into this and I can't figure out how they're claiming this as a stat. But apparently the study out of Finland found that there were more than 2,300 different spellings of the F word in Australia.
Okay.
So different ways that Australians can convey that word.
I'd love an example.
I just cannot, David. I cannot. But Americans used it most frequently, followed by the Brits, then Aussies. But Aussies still carry the foul mouth reputation around the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a low frequency of Fs in
another
the Australian F.
That's
data.
F word. You're really flying them around.
I'm scared, if I'm being honest. But Australians are often perceived as prolific swearers. But do you know what Americans really love throwing around?
What?
A mother.
I thought that.
I don't think Aussies say it.
We don't.
You, Mother.
Nah, we definitely don't say that. We say a few other ones.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
2,300 other ones, apparently.
I want to know.
It's all no. It's all no. I just looked at all the different examples of the different variants. It's like all the different universes in the Marvel movies. That's how many different universes there are for the F word in Australia.
We also use swearing in a way that's not necessarily always derogatory. It's like kind of in friendly terms. You know, you could be like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm not going
to. No, it's a hard game to play, isn't it?
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.